make a good cotton racer.
Yes.
But a gooseneck hole, we called it. Was one of the mainest tools in cotton crop.
What did you have to do with it after it was picked?
Well, we catch a gin, have it ginned out. Of course, now there's a good many years, you know, people didn't gin their own cotton. What I mean, they just sold the seed.
Yes.
Now back them times, you load it on the wagon and drive it to a market. And there'd be two or three buyers come around, maybe three or four. Check the cotton.
Yes.
Grade it, they call it. And want to say, I'll give 7 cents, so and say, I'll give 7.5. It'd be against one other around there, you know. Whichever wanted to give you more for it, well, you'd have it down to his gin for whoever he's buying for. And, of course, you sell a whole lot right there, you know, then gin it yourself.
Yes.
Seed, plant, and all. But eventually, the farmer got to where they gin, they'll have it gin, pay for the ginning. And, they still do that.
Yeah. Well, what do you call this grass that'll come up in a field where you're trying to grow something that you don't want?
Well, it's some of it called crap grass. Crap grass. Some of it is nut grass. Some of it's Johnson grass. And there's several other different kinds of grass. I really don't know what the name of.
Yes.
Some of it wood grass, they call it wood grass. And I know that crap grass about the, I guess, and Johnson grass about the worst to handle. Of course, they got chemicals now that hold it down pretty well.
Yes. Well, now would a patch be smaller than a field?
Patch would be maybe 10 or 15 rows, you know, you grow, just growing for your own use.
Yes.
But now if you're sowing a 8-10 acres over here to make hay, you call it pea field over a pea field.
Yes, sir. Well, what kind of, we were talking about fences a minute ago, what kind of fence would you probably have around your field?
Usually barbed wire, but back in used to be a field down there was fenced, a hog-proof fence, over free range. On the outside, stock over on the outside, it didn't have to. All you had to do was keep them out of the field.
Yes.
But that's an old fence law. You get a fence on your own if you want it. You didn't want no fence, just let it go.
Yes.
This fence of barbed wire then.